Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Up next, remember everyone that Nigeria currently has more births per year than all the blue countries combined. Whoa, that's a lot of future doctors and engineers. Also wait until all those Nigerian princes come of age and start flooding into the blue zones. This could easily be solved by cutting off food aid and just sending them all smartphones. It sounds crazy, but if they were all hopped up on dopamine from phones, then they would stop reproducing. The only drawback is the crazy rise of scams that we're about to deal with. Number 3, alcohol is so over because the kids out there are no longer drinking. The alcohol business has lost almost $1 trillion by now. Even if they wanted to drink, most of Gen Z can't afford it, because all their money is going towards housing to keep the boomers' house prices up. The boomers that don't alcohol stocks probably want the young to drink so they can profit too. But seriously, the young are sitting in their rooms doom scrolling instead of going out. Moving on, by the end of the century, almost 40% of the entire human race will be African. Not if we stop sending them food and fuel though. If this does happen, then what'll the average IQ globally be at that point? Also, what will the crime rates look like? This is the result of white liberal women choosing to adopt animals instead of having kids. I doubt this will happen though, because fertility rates in Africa are falling faster percentage-wise than most people think. Number 5, this woman's Brazilian butt lift smelled so bad that she had to have surgery to reverse it. Looks like women will do anything for more attention and to get their hands on a man's pension. How do you think it's gonna smell now that they're taking fat from dead people's butts and then implanting them into live women's hinies? But we're living in a culture where it's more important to look good in pictures and smelling well come second. Also, before I continue with the meme madness, let me tell you about today's sponsor, Anson Belt & Buckle. Are you tired of big and bulky belts with straps that are uncomfortable and don't fit you properly? Then you need the Anson Belt & Buckle system. Anson has made belts with holes obsolete. A while back, they contacted me and sent me this wonderful box set to try. I got 3 belts and 3 buckles, and they're all high quality and interchangeable. All you do is cut the belt to the appropriate length and then connect it to the buckle. There are no holes in the strap, and you get to choose from over 170 different straps and 80 various buckles on their website. If you're like an indecisive woman that can't decide where she wants to eat dinner, then you can choose from their popular gift boxes. There's a standard black belt in my set. And no, not this kind of black belt. This kind. Because the straps and buckles are interchangeable, it's like you get 9 different belt combinations starting at only $99.99. And if you're in the United States, you get free shipping if you spend $70 or more. Belts so fine, they might even make an animal rights activist start wearing leather again. If you're like me and haven't updated your big and bulky belt since 1996, then stop embarrassing yourself with an old, oversized, worn-out belt. Get Anson's new Space Age belt system instead. Every single one of their belts fits perfectly, unlike the large belts you currently have in your closets. You're not going to find a better value for your money than this. And because Anson Belt & Buckle is sponsoring today's video, when you click on the link in the description or scan this QR code to build a box set, you'll get 2 bonus pieces, a buckle and a strap, completely free. That's 3 buckles and straps which can be mixed and matched into 9 unique belt combos all in one box. It's an exclusive deal you won't get anywhere else. So click the link, build your set, and upgrade your belt game today. Anyways, now back to the memes. Up next, here's the difference between Saudi Arabia in 2026 and the UK in 2026. Not quite, but eventually, I'm sure. If you want to know why this is going to happen, it's probably because in the UK it's very cold, and in Saudi Arabia it's very hot. It's that simple. Not quite, though. If you've ever been to Africa or the Middle East, like when I went to Egypt, I had to cover up, because the sun is absolutely crazy. It burned me through sunblock. Number 7, France becomes the first country to force all supermarkets to give the unsold food to the poor. So free food for foreign invaders. Got it. This just means that the poor people out there won't spend their money on food and they'll just sit and wait to get their hands on the surplus for free. But grocers will become more efficient and keep less stock around. Capitalism always finds a way. And food will become more expensive as a result. Also, more migrants will think they can come because they can get free food. Moving on, young people who can't afford homes might actually be better off just buying some land, hopefully with electrical and plumbing hookups, and build their own houses. Then when they save up enough money, so long as they invest it properly, they can actually eventually move to an urban area. When they get older, so they can actually be near healthcare services. When you get old, you start thinking about doctor visits and hospital visits. Here's a property for 85 grand, and it's on 44 acres of land. Number 9, Big Pharma made $1.27 trillion, but didn't spend a dime teaching you how to get healthier. Of course, they don't actually want you healthy, because then they lose a customer. Inflammation is a silent killer that no one will actually tell you about, and most people's conditions are all related to it. Many diseases are oftentimes symptoms of having high inflammation. The goal of Big Pharma is to make everyone sicker but keep them alive so they can keep selling them pills. Up next, here's a BS story. That happy couples are less likely to post their partners on social media. If you're with her and she's not posting your picture on social media, then odds are she's still out there prowling for another man. You want a woman that shows you off on social media. That means she's trying to make her friends and family jealous, and she's signaling to others that she's in an exclusive relationship. This is just propaganda targeting simps. Number 11, why is it that when women turn 35, they start taking pictures like this? It's quite simple, really. Because when they're lying down, gravity gives them an automatic facelift, so you can't see how many wrinkles they have and how fat they've gotten. They're also laughing about all the penises they've shared while secretly hating each other. There's so many fat women in that new Star Trek show that even they're doing it. Imagine the smell. Moving on, most Canadians don't have a problem with traveling to America regardless of what the media says. I'm in Florida in a seniors retirement community. Maybe I can clean up with the denture demographic if I wanted to. The Canadian media wants Canadians to think that other Canadians will look at you like a traitor if you visit Trump's America. The weather is better and people are actually friendly, and most importantly, there are hardly any Jeets here. Only 2% of the population versus 7% in Canada. And the majority are in and around Toronto, where I'm from. Up next, here's more rage bait with Cynthia Erivo, saying that she's got a better face for jeans than Sydney Sweeney, and claims that black people invented jeans too. We was Levi's and sheet. She's just jealous that Sweeney is getting all the attention that she wants. All she's got left at this point is to make outlandish claims. Cynthia's so beautiful that she's got the perfect face for radio. Either that or is Xerxes in a 300 remake. The only jeans she could actually model are men's jeans. Number 15, Sweden has banned AI-generated music from their official charts, after a song made it to the top, which was partly made by artificial intelligence. It's too late, though. AI-generated music is better than most so-called musicians these days. If Sweden wants to ban something useful, it should actually ban mass migration from Muslim countries. AI allows me to make music exactly the way I want. You know that one of these days they will actually have AI ABBA as well as Ace of Base. Moving on, Indian American entrepreneur Sabir Bhatia says it doesn't matter if India has the world's fourth largest economy when the air is unbreathable and the water is undrinkable. Let's not forget the trash piles and poop on the streets. We need to get to the root of this problem, which is that the Indian shaming-based morality system. If you tell the city to fix the sewer or clean the street, they see that as dishonorable, and they'll try and kill you for criticizing them. Number 17, this is why Western society is falling apart. Because women like this say they see 100 pretty women when they go out, but maybe one cute guy a week and wonder why the ratio is off. It's because they have insanely high standards thanks to seeing hot guys on social media. It could also have something to do with the fact that most women wear fake up to try and snag one of those hot men. I'm guessing that's AI on the left, but I wouldn't be surprised if there are tons of women like that out there. Up next, there were only two other times when people in America had more of their net worth tied up in stocks than houses. In the 1960s and late 90s, and both times they were crushed. By the time I release this video, the correction could be underway and the AI bubble could have burst. Plus, we're also in a massive boomer-induced real estate bubble, so it's actually worse than it looks. Redfin says that sales are going to collapse because houses are 30% overpriced. Number 19, weight loss drugs like Ozempic will save the airlines $580 million in fuel costs this year. That sounds like great news until you realize that they'll just make the seats even smaller now, especially because they don't have to haul water buffalo-sized women through the air. A cure for fat acceptance culture wasn't in my 2020s bingo card. That TV anchor, she also looks like she needs a Zempec. Moving on, here's a great lesson in diplomacy with Maloney in Korea. And she's using a Samsung phone, and while she's in Japan, she uses an iPhone. She should have been using a Sony phone there instead of an Apple one. But then again, who even has one of those? But I didn't actually know this, but apparently the iPhone is filled with tons of Japanese parts. So maybe that's why she's using it. I wouldn't be surprised if she used a Huawei phone when she visits China. Number 21, meanwhile, in Canada, 70% of real estate agents didn't sell a single home in 2025. I had a couple real estate agent clients that hired me every year to do photography and video for their clients' appreciation day. But oh well, that was canceled this year because there's no money. At this point, the Canadian real estate market is beyond fixing. It never corrected in 2008, so it's going to be a double whammy now. Up next, why is it that women in America don't find this guy attractive? But did Latin American women think he's a Chad? Maybe it's because of his thick beard or his even thicker wallet. That's right. The chicks dig him and not his ability to help get them a green card. This guy's an incel meal ticket man and nothing more. Truth be told, he's ugly and she's fat. It takes a special kind of loser to get scammed by a fat woman, especially a Latin one. Number 23, this stewardess just got destroyed by a passenger on a 14-hour flight. She loves her job and congratulations on joining the Mile High Club. But seriously, why wasn't she smashing the pilot instead? He's obviously busy, but she'll take care of him when they get back down to the ground. Here I found a picture of the passenger, so it's all making sense now. Elon is definitely her best wingman. Moving on, with so many people being single for life and dying alone, China created an app called Are You Dead? And it's become the number one paid app in China. This is actually great news because it'll prevent people from melting through their lazy boys when they pass away. The app puts a big green button on your phone that you have to tap every 2 days. Otherwise, if you don't tap it, it alerts your emergency contact. It's also good for travelers. Number 25 and the last one, check it out. It's Sweeney in a bikini, and it even rhymes. After seeing this, I just made a half gallon of my very own special sunscreen lotion. I love that the Armas is also her slave putting that lotion on. I'll tell you one thing though, Sweeney in a bikini is much better than Elf on a Shelf. And if you're a trad cuck, I'm sure you'd prefer the two of them dress up as nuns. Don't get any dirty nun scissor sister fantasies either, buddy. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.